Hello, my name is Cruchet, returning your call from customer support.
Yes, just checking on a fraud alert in there. Hold on 1 minute, please. Get out of where I'm at so I can find that again. Sorry.
Okay, can I get your zip code?
84720.
84720.
Correct. All right, Nan, is what this is
what's your first and can I get your first and last name so I can pull up the account?
Please. Rex, R-E-X, last name Rushton, R-U-S-H-T-O-N.
Okay. Can you verify your address for me?
468 South, 75 West, number 16, Cedar City, Utah, 84720.
So how much was the charge?
$67.32. On 12/22, if that helps.
I'm just waiting for it to load. It's moving slow.
I understand.
Okay, so... do you remember paying $7.95 for a queuing ring?
No.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Let me see how it looks. It's spelled K. The spelling of it is let me see, K E U R I G.
Keurig and K.
Yeah, so it shows that they charged you for that product.
And I have not received that. And,
yeah, so
okay,
it's
I know what it's about. Was it 6732?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any way I can cancel that? Because, that was supposed to have been free, I thought. And and I've never received anything, and it did show up to my bank as a fraud alert.
Okay.
But I have not received anything back from them. I have since went and bought a Keurig because I never received any information at all from them after that was done. So for customer service, but I've never received it. I've never been alerted that it was sent.
Okay, so what I can do is I can cancel this account and I can give you 35% back.
Okay. If you would, please, I sure would appreciate it.
Okay. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yeah.
CS Charlie.
Okay.
263.
Okay.
462.
462.
Mm-hmm. 848.
848. Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome.